The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Oh, yeah. Masande?
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, I mean, there's another reason.
Fire.
There's another reason to go watch Fast 9.
That she's in it?
Yes.
Oh, I can't go. I can't go watch that with my wife.
Why not?
Because I can't. I just can't do that. I don't like to do that. I like to... No, we got to watch mafia movies or something. I don't want to be uncomfortable. Like,
You would be uncomfortable thinking of your
ugly
wife
things about
watching a beautiful woman on the screen?
Yes. Yeah.
Charlize is going to be in it as well.
Is she?
Yep. She was in a previous one as well. John Cena is in it playing Vin Diesel's brother.
Oh, yeah?
All these things should be getting you hyped up to go watch Fast 9, John.
I can't. I didn't see the first 8.
You really don't need to.
No, you'd have to. It's illegal.
Bad guys, got to go. Bosch Season 7 just dropped.
Did it?
Oh, so we
got off Bosch.
So we got to hear about boring. Great. We got to hear about Bosch for the next 3 weeks.
The wife died. Just so you know, the wife died.
I'm off Mayor of East. Well, that was a good show.
Is it done?
Yeah, it was. What Dell said, it was a bummer. It was a white bummer
TV.
Yeah,
show,
it was. It was Bear Town, Mayor of East Town, anything with a town, Manchester by the Sea. It's all the same.
Broadchurch is a bummer.
I just started Warrior last night. By the way,
it's a lot of violence.
Kind
of
weird when they start off speaking.
I know
Chinese, and all of a sudden they like. By the way, the guy that was talking Chinese that starts talking English, he was in Banshee. So you're saying that it reminded you of Banshee?
Because, yeah.
Well, the Asian guy who was in Banshee is in that one. But,
yeah, a lot of violence and a lot of sex.
So now they just speak. Am I done watching? There's not going to be any more subtitles?
Well, it'll be a couple, but like I said, it's set up where when the Chinese actors, or at least when they talk to quote-unquote Americans, there's some English guys in it like there always is. It's going to sound like broken English, but when they're talking to each other.
Oh, that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, they're not going to have them speaking a Mandarin the entire show. They'll speak English because they don't want to put a show in Mandarin.
Guys, I think we have a really kick-ass show. It's just, I just don't know that everyone's going to lock in on HBO Max to watch subtitles. You know, I really worry that our target audience is not going to watch subtitles. What if we just made all of our Asian characters start speaking perfect English? Okay, go more on that. Well, let's just have them speaking Chinese or Mandarin or whatever, and then just all of a sudden, without really any kind of explanation, they just speak perfect English. And the main character has literally no accent, like he grew up in Costa Mesa. I mean, you think we can get away with it? I mean, we're going to have sex, we're going to have violence. Yes,
yes,
we can get away with it.
And all do you think transitioning from perfect English when the Asian characters are speaking to each other to have them speaking broken English when they're talking to the English speaking characters. Will that work? Did I mention the sex and violence?
Yeah. It seems like the suspension of disbelief. Yeah, but
yeah.
We don't really. Suspension of disbelief. Did you watch Banshee? There's still the sex and violence ends up pulling you in and along for several seasons. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. Did you watch a show about a bunch of dragons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were there hot girls?
Yeah. Yeah. Did they stop having sex all the time after about season 3? Yeah. But you still watched. And every once in a while, you had to check out a Wang because they'd trick you with full frontal on the male. It was some scene. Yeah, I remember that one time when what's-her-name's brother.
And then the brother's going down on them.
Hey.
Hey, oh, whoa.
Oh, you can't finish that.
Yeah. You'll get through it. So, speaking of the Cubs and Dodgers.
What? Which one are the Cubs? Which brother are the Cubs?
I don't. Yeah, but it's the same thing to me.
Both. Ping pong, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. So the Cubs no hit the Dodgers last night.
Good. Screw the Dodgers.
And apparently the bullpen didn't know it.
Yeah.
The bullpen went in. They had no idea that there was a no hitter going on. They had so Zach Davies started, and he went. Six. And so he went six complete. He threw 94 pitches. And they said, okay, that's enough. Get out, Zach. So then they bring in Tapera, and then they bring in Chaffin, and then they bring in Kimbrel. And they go through the orders. No hits. No. The Cubs no hit the Dodgers last night, which was, you know, another no hitter for Major League Baseball. Congratulations. This one without Goop. So you there is that. But yet another no hitter because of, and this is the Dodgers.
Yeah. And here's Craig Kimbrel talking about not knowing that he was in the midst of a no hitter.
It feels great. I'm not gonna lie. I had no idea until the last out, and everybody came running out. I was just locked into the game, and I was just going out there to do my job. And I mean, everybody did such a great job today. I mean, Zach took the ball and went out there and did what we needed him to do, and we needed this game today. And I mean, there's no better way to do it than this.
So, is it a no hitter really when four guys? Yeah, I guess it is, but it ain't as cool.
No, and I'd like to thank Lance for completely dislodging the camera.
What did he do?
You can't. The TV's not on, but you're completely off screen because he knocked it over.
He knocked it.
Yeah.
That's just Lance.
Oh, Lance.
Oh, Lancey. So that happened, and Clayton Kershaw happened as well. Now, Kershaw's going to start on Sunday, and he actually already has. I think he pitched on Tuesday, I believe. On Monday or Tuesday. And so he's going through the all the rigmarole of being checked out by the umpires. But he has a different thought on if managers do call for umpires to check the pitchers.
I will say this. I say, you know how Girardi checked Scherzer or called him out? I think there should be a punishment if they don't catch anything on the guy. Because I think the Scherzer, you know, he's one of the best pitchers of our generation. And to see him get checked, and I think it was first and third situation or guys on base and mess up his rhythm. I think he ended up getting out of it. But you better find something if you're going to call him out like that. So maybe there should be like a punishment if a manager checks a guy and there isn't anything. I will say this. I say, you know how Girardi checked Scherzer or called him out? I think there should be a punishment if they don't
catch anything
on the guy. Because
yeah. So if you call the umpires to check the pitcher and there's nothing, then you should no, Clayton. No. Guys are going to be checked after the innings and they're going to now, you know, maybe the umpires just do it. Every couple of innings you got to check a guy. Kershaw, you're one of the worst offenders. You had that black goop all over the back of your hat that you just pulled it down, got yourself some goop, got yourself some sticky, and now let's throw. And let's be one of the great pitchers of our time.
Sorry, I'm laughing because we were just talking about Warrior. What do you think sticky is in that show? They call sticky something else. You want to get some sticky? I just started laughing.
You want to get some sticky?
That's when they take the guys to the whorehouses. That's what they call it.
Get some sticky?
Yeah. Sorry. Go on.
Well, you know, I'm not going to call Scherzer that. I mean, Kershaw that, but he kind of is a hoe.
Okay.
That's all. That's all I'm saying. I'm sick of him. I'm sick of the Dodgers.
Aren't we all?
I'm sick of the Yankees. I'm sick of all of them.
They're sanctimonious. We were cheated.
Hypocritical.
Out of everything. You guys did the same type of stuff.
Yeah.
That's all.
You've been
it.
Cheating forever. Now all of a sudden baseball's cleaning it up and we're going to whine like little biznatches.
Even forget
gonna
about.
I'm going to pull my pants down when the umpire comes out and go, hey, come on, check me.
And the
Scherzer, what a.
Do you want that guy, though?
I know.
Yeah.
I want him with that attitude on my team.
Yeah, and the Dodgers.
I mean, he's a national. I don't give a rat's ass about him.
And then the Dodgers had one of their guys wearing MLB clothes instead of their own stuff so they could set up cameras.
Yeah.
Allegedly. I'm going to believe it's true. So
yeah,
I'm glad everyone's a little uncomfortable with this because if you weren't uncomfortable, that would mean you're doing stuff on the up and up. And since you're not, I'm glad you're a little out of your routine. I hope the Dodgers get checked all the time. And I hope Kershaw throws a fit too.
Yeah. But a little biznatch. Hey, when we come back, we haven't played it in a while. Ryan Russillo had some thoughts on Christian Wood that are interesting and actually newsworthy. We'll play it on the other side.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.
coco. I'm in love with the coco. I got it for the lolo. I'm in love with the coco.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 1017 ESPN 97.5. So last night in the NBA, the Clippers, I mean, I don't know how. Well, Chris Paul didn't play well, and neither did Devin Booker. They both had terrible shooting nights, 5 of 19, 5 of 21. And DeAndre Ayton showed up. He was 9 of 13. He had 18 points. But they made a game of it towards the end, but then the Clippers pulled away. Paul George with 27. Reggie Jackson was actually the best player on the floor last night.
Reggie Jackson's making himself some money.
Oh, yeah, he's making himself a lot of cash. And Zubac had they have been playing in games 1 and 2. They're 0-6 in games 3 through 7 this postseason. They're 9-1.
You got to credit the Clippers quite a bit for their ability to, when it's go time and it's pretty much elimination time, because 2-0 is not strictly an elimination game, but if you go down 3-0, you're not coming back. So when they're in that mode where we lose and it's done, they've been great. And that wouldn't be something we would attribute to past Clipper teams. We saw it last year. Up 3-1, they blew it, and they were awful in Game 7 against the Nuggets. But this team under Ty Lue takes them a couple games to figure things out, and then they've been pretty unbeatable.
Yeah. Tonight, it's the Bucks and Hawks. Bucks a 7.5 point favorite? Goodness gracious. The way the Hawks have been playing? That seems like a lot.
Well, you look at Middleton. If Middleton is better than the Hawks, then that game may go that way. But
yeah, he was terrible.
He has been awful in their losses. It's not just bad, just awful.
As he goes, they go.
Yeah. I mean, Giannis will consistently put up his 30-plus.
He always does.
Yeah. I mean, as much as we can talk about how some of his game isn't great for playoff basketball, he's the one who always gets his numbers.
Did you see him on the sideline, too, exhorting his teammate? I mean, he was pissed. He was yelling. Speaking of which, I didn't know this. I don't know that I ever saw it. I don't know that I watched too closely on the sideline with, you know, during timeouts or whatever. But this came to light. You were listening to a Ryan Russillo podcast when asked about Houston and, you know, what the Rockets do with the number 2 pick. Do you pair Mobley with Christian Wood? Here's what Ryan Russillo had to say.
Yeah, the two voices will be Ryan Russillo and Kevin O'Connor, the Ringer, talking about what the Rockets could do in the draft.
For Houston, do you like the Mobley-Wood thing, you know, with what they could be together, or do you also kind of feel that they should go with one of the guards?
I think Wood's incredibly talented. We know the numbers. I think he's a tough guy to play with. I think he's a tough guy to have around.
Because he's so lean?
No, I just think he's always, I think he's kind of a tough teammate.
I see.
I'm talking about, like,
interesting,
the locker room stuff, doesn't get the ball enough, shaking his head in the timeout, making sure everybody knows that he's pissed, you know, that kind of stuff. So I don't know.
In other words, you're flipping him if you're Houston. You're not thinking about changing the pick. If anything, you're flipping Wood to a team that could use him now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Right. And I think
you get something good back for Christian Wood.
Yeah. With that contract, and you were on it early. I mean, you were really on it, but I don't know that there's a pity party for any team when he's gone. All right. So I'll just leave it at that.
Talking about our Christian Wood like that. Disrespecting. It's interesting. This is the first I've heard of this.
And it came out of the blue. Like you said, I was listening to a podcast, just, you know, as you said, I shouldn't be running around the neighbor's houses, I guess. As I was getting the walk running.
The neighborhood, I just worry for you.
I wasn't casing places. I was just jogging or walking, depending on the interval.
But don't go in between houses. I don't go in between.
I'm on the street or the sidewalk. I'm not going in between houses looking in windows. I'm not doing that. Checking security situations.
I'm just saying, that's all.
I'm telling you that.
It's all I'm giving you is good advice. That's all.
And I'm telling you, it's not needed because I know not to do that. But I appreciate you looking out for me or my neighbors. I'm not sure who you're looking out for there. Okay. But it did make me think, oh, wow, that's not something you would have heard locally. Certainly not from anyone who's on the Rockets beat. So I wonder, like Lance, because at the end he goes, I'll just leave it at that. Lance said, made him think that it's something he was told and he didn't want to go any further because he was told in confidence that particular information.
I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, I'll just leave it at that. So it's surprising because it's not something we've heard.
I wonder if at any point, is he going to have to walk that back? I wonder now,
I don't know if it becomes a big thing.
Is the organization going to have to answer something like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's on a podcast. I heard it. I happened to hear it. The talk, at least the headline or the summary, isn't about Rockets' concerns about the draft. It was just one small part of a longer conversation. So I'm not sure if it gets aggregated and gets put out there. I mean, we may be the only people playing it, and it just happens to be because I heard it. But yeah, it's an interesting thing. I don't know if any people with the Rockets will get asked about it and see if that's actually real. They probably won't acknowledge it.
I mean, well, just here now, however many people have heard it, know it now, and it's a valid question. If he does get traded this offseason or before the draft, then it will say something about maybe there is some accuracy to it. Because from everything that I'd seen and watching Rafael Stone and hearing Rafael Stone talk about Christian Wood, nothing but superlatives. And, you know, obviously organizations have their secrets and they keep stuff to themselves. That is not something that you would put out there unless you know, when you do trade him, you're like, by the way, Jonathan Fagan, you might want to know this.
Maybe on the way out.
Yeah.
Give him a little jab.
A little something. Yeah. Teams do that all the time.
Yeah.
So it, I don't know. That's troubling a little bit if that is in fact the case. If he's a pain in the ass,
yeah,
that's not something that you're hot. I think he could be. He's on his way to a max contract now. If he would go to, and again, I keep going to Golden State because that was brought up for the 7th overall pick. I'd like more than the 7th overall pick for him. Although AJ said you probably have to throw in something else on top of it to get rid of him and get the 7th pick. I don't believe that. I don't know if you'd have to make the contracts work or whatever. You might have to take something back. I don't know. But that's troublesome because I look at Christian Wood as a guy that could be one of the big three.
You know, next year will kind of solidify my opinion one way or the other on him. Need to stay healthy. I need like a full 82-game season. I need to see you play 70 games at least. You played 41 out of 72 this year. Who knows what at the end, did the Rockets just hold him out because they weren't looking to win games? I don't know. But I need to see a full season of this and prove you have some sort of impact on winning. I'm not blaming this last season on him, but if he is supposed to be one of your big three, depending on what you surround him with, I need to see this guy when he plays around comparable talent or at least somewhat NBA level talent, he's going to be a winner and not 40, not even 500. Can this team be in the 34, 35 win range? I don't know what they're going to add. I'm just guessing.
And again, is that going by the wayside? With Devin Booker, because look at how much of a loser he was for those years.
I'm not gonna criticize him if they're bad. I just want to know that when I see him play, I believe because he can't play 48 minutes. But if when I see him play, are they demonstrably better than when he's not on the floor? I need to see that type of stuff because you're right. If they're rolling out KPJ, Jayshon Tate, and then KP, and then Kenyon Martin Jr. and a rookie, what does that say? That might not be Christian Wood's fault. There's just a lot of young guys who aren't NBA ready to win.
Yeah.
I would like to see, obviously, the numbers stay where they are, games played, them clearly being better when he plays.
Wasn't the beginning of their demise, didn't it coincide with exactly the time that Christian Wood got hurt? Remember, they went 10 of 11 at one point?
Or was it 9 out of 10? I don't remember.
9
the
out
number.
Of 10, whatever like, that was.
They were 11 and 10 at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a small sample size of him affecting winning. I need to see that over before I'm willing to let's give you a max contract. Because that's what it comes down to. It's not like you got him for 2 to 3 years on more of the. Well, you do have for 2 years, but it's not like you have a long term deal in place where he's going to be making reasonable money. You have to make a decision on him. And because of the way NBA free agency works, you have to make that decision this upcoming offseason, the next offseason, not the one after his contract's up. Because do you want to allow him to get to free agency? If you think you really want him, no, you want to get a deal done.
No, and you can pay him more than anything.
Yeah, so you want to make that decision.
I don't know how much you want. Yeah, how much more do you need to see? Suppose he gets hurt again this year.
These are the things I need to see. I need to see a full year of the same type of production.
This is going to be a Carlos Correa situation.
I hope not, because then you have to make a decision on him. And Carlos.
Carlos wants max dollars. He's injury prone. He's a young star in the league.
And
he'll probably command a big, big salary from someone else.
And look how the Astros are approaching it.
And they're saying no.
You want the Rockets will probably approach it differently because you're going to have to give guys max money at some point. So you say, give me another year. We'll get you that extension if you so choose to sign it. Or just know we want you as our guy. But I need a full year of this before you get into that final year for your press for time. So
right. Well, not if he's a pain in the ass. There you got that too.
Obviously.
Apparently. 713-780-3776. The number if you would like to get in here to hang out with us. Back to Astros baseball on the other side. Come on in and talk some Astros baseball with us here. We got one more segment and then News of the Weird coming your way.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
I think you can make the argument that this Astros team, at this point, is maybe a better baseball team than the 17 team. I'll take this rotation at this point in the season over that rotation with Keuchel, McCullers, Morton, McHugh. Hell, you're six deep right now. And, you know, you will get days off, so you will have, unless you skip a guy, you're going to have that extra day off, as opposed to every fifth day, you'll be pitching every sixth day like they are now, because they're going in the midst of 20 straight. So you're getting 5 days of rest. And with days off, you will still get that. But the proof is in the pudding here. During this streak right now, the starting pitchers are at 1.95 ERA during the 11-game winning streak. 1.95 for the starters. That is really good. They've only had a couple of games, actually. Oh, they had Greinke's 5 2/3 of 3 runs. And Lance 4 1/3 of 1 run. Otherwise, it's been 7-7-7-7-6-5, and that was a no hitter through 5. 7-1-7-6. That's how good these starters have been. So there is, I mean, you're going to have to look at having 5 days of rest, and with days off, that will happen on its own. But when running through this streak, it's like, oh, really? A six-man rotation? Hey, this six-man rotation is kicking ass.
Strictly based on win-loss, through 75 games in 17, they were 50-25. So they were 3 games better through 75. And now I just use that as a round number. 47-28. So it would be they're 3 games behind their pace. But if you look at the way it feels different now, because you know you're in the midst of 11-game winning streak, just kicking everyone's ass. But
the 17 team, still pretty good.
No, they were really good. I don't remember them being as good against good teams, though.
Yeah, I would have to go. I'm trying to, a lot of AOS stuff early as I try to figure out who was who. The AOS stunk in 17.
This
right?
team has played more winning teams than anybody, and it's still just three games behind that team.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the 17 schedule through 75, and it's a lot of the AOS.
Which was crappy.
They had the Yankees for Detroit, Cleveland. Yeah, and didn't
Cleveland was good then.
Didn't see the Dodgers. So the schedule's tougher.
The schedule, yes,
this year.
What was it? They're 34-19 or something like that. 53 games already against winning teams, and they're just kick ass.
Yeah, that 17 team. The second half, they limp to the finish. They're only 41-32 through that second half, and that's divided by the All-Star break, not actual
second half.
Not actual second
half. So in the second half of the season, they were 41-32?
Correct. And the first half, they were 60-29.
And they picked up Verlander for the last 2 months.
Yes, and they still...
And they still were only 41-32.
Yes.
Wow. Only 9 games over .500.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So... I'm just saying, and this offense is, you know, you lost Springer, but you gained Jordan, and you gained Brantley. That's pretty good. Now, you don't have Bregman now, and actually, you've been better off without Bregman over the last.
He was not hitting.
He was not
before he got hurt. And no. We had sound from Dusty Baker yesterday, which suggested that was going to be a longer-term thing.
Yeah.
We're talking 3 weeks, maybe. He said 2 to 3 weeks. Before he would have a real update on Bregman.
And Toro and Garcia, not so much, but Toro has been doing a really nice job. Let's get Gilbert in here. We can see what Gilbert's thoughts are. Hey, Gilbert. Gilbert, are you there? Whoa.
Gilbert.
Gilbert had something caught in his something.
That's 2 days in a row.
Yeah. We made him wait for almost 2 minutes.
Yeah, today. So we're
How
really to blame.
How can you possibly stay awake?
We truly are to blame for this.
How in the world can you possibly stay awake if you're on hold for 2 minutes?
Gilbert, hang up the phone.
Let's see if he wakes. That wakes him up. No.
No, nothing.
Even
Big
you,
deal.
Big deal. What?
We had him on for a segment of snoring yesterday.
Yeah.
I think we're going to...
Oh, he's got... Something's going on in that dream.
You know, he's one of the few people who I know...
It sounds like he's struggling.
Yeah, someone fighting him. He's one of the few people I know who we have sound of while he sleeps. Like, I sometimes grind my teeth, but I don't think I make noises like this.
Well, you don't know,
There's
though.
No evidence, no. though, to prove me right or wrong, but I don't feel like I do.
Yeah. Gilbert, hang up the phone.
I can leave him there.
Yeah.
Disappointing. I wanted to hear from Gilbert.
I know. Today. I wanted to see what Gilbert had to say today. I'm sure he's going to bring something. You know he's going to bring something to the table.
Yeah. Maybe getting arrested. Someone stole his
Someone
bike.
Someone stole his bike.
Something. Pneumonia. Yeah. Nearly dying of
Hookers
it.
By a porta potty.
Yeah. He said he went to some photo studio and there were hookers there.
Mm-hmm. 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 Other news, and in other news, the Houston Texans will not be having the Houston Oilers logo on their helmet.
Is that
their
news?
Throwback. Yeah. No, that's not new.
This comes up because if you missed it, the NFL rescinded their one helmet rule. They said it was because of safety, yet college football teams have had multiple helmets for years, so I'm not sure what they thought.
They're so full of crap.
Yeah, whatever.
But did you know that there's like, I mean, it's at the NFL, so if you haven't done it already and you haven't put in for it, you can't get your new helmet until 2023.
Well, who knew you were going to let us do it? Why would I put in for it if I didn't think we were going to be able to do it?
There's like some teams hadn't done it, and they're like, well, no, you can't do it now until 2023. What?
Yeah,
it's like there's not enough time.
Yeah, the NFL has the 2-year thing for uniforms that, that has to be in the pipe. But this is a helmet for uniforms that have already been out there. Like, a lot of it's going to be throwback stuff for some people.
This league is so stuffy.
Lance's league is stupid.
Oh, my gosh. Let's make it as stuffy and as difficult and nonsensical rules as we possibly can. But when asked about the Houston Oilers blue and white logo, the Derek on the helmet, Amy Adams Strunk, who's the daughter of Bud Adams, said, "Very interesting. Except the Oilers don't have anything to do with the Texans." Okay,
that's so true.
That is, it really is true. Now, if the Titans wanted to go back and do the Oilers helmet,
true,
that would be something.
Now, we've seen it happen in with the NBA, where the Pelicans, once they stopped being the Hornets, they gave that logo and identity back to the city of Charlotte, and then they renamed, when they got their team, they renamed it the Hornets, when they eventually got all that back. But, well, and now the Titans are no longer
Cleveland,
the Oilers.
They sued for it. Cleveland sued for it.
Yeah.
And got it, and won, and became, and the Ravens became an expansion team, while the Browns went back to their tradition.
And the Titans were the Oilers for, what, a year in Tennessee before they switched?
They were in at the Liberty Bowl. They were still the Oilers.
And then they switched over to the Titans. But it's still... But the Texans came in as the Texans. They never petitioned to become the Oilers.
No.
So they wanted the new identity. So why would the Texans even want to be associated?
They would. Not that they would. I think this is
more fan-driven thing. Yeah. Well, your own franchise, who you know disappoints you all the time, is going to disappoint you again, because I don't think they even want to be associated with the Oilers.
No. And you know what? I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
Does anybody care?
Some people do.
You know what? I would prefer that they became the Oilers all the time.
Oh, just stick, become the Oilers.
Because they're so corny right now.
I would feel like they would screw up the Oilers imagery, too, somehow, some way. Because that's what they
Wouldn't
do.
That be cool, though, if they had the Oilers?
Sure, if they
uniforms.
Became the Oilers, if they said, no, it's not a throwback, we're just going to become the Oilers, that's Houston football's identity, that'd be cool, but they're not going to do it because they don't do things like that.
No, because they're corny, because they think that their stuff doesn't stink. And they, you know what? Your stuff stinks. Your stuff, it's not even your stuff. You stink.
You can't even blame it on your
stuff. You can't even blame it on you. I think you pooped your pants and you stink all the time.
It's like you bathed in your stuff.
Yeah. You gotta stop washing yourself with poo.
Yeah, that's what water's for.
Stop it. God, everything about them, just everything.
Well,
it's terrible.
Guess you're not buying tickets.
No, I'm not buying tickets. They're coming after me, though.
Can you put a cease and desist on the Texans? Can you sue them so they stop bothering you for tickets?
I would like to. I should. No, Justin, your last chance. No, now, we know that you've been making a decision on this, so we're going to give you an option. Now, here's your new payment plan. How about my new payment plan is going to be like all the payments I've given you over the last 6 months, which is none.
You're like a 5-star recruit for them.
I really kind of am.
You're in the city. Like, this is like Dana coming after an in-city recruit who's thinking about, you know, maybe I want to get out of the city. No, you put on for your city, son. And that's what they won't let you go until signing day is over. And so they're going to keep recruiting you until the season starts and maybe even after.
Are the Texans going
to
have throwback uniforms where the logo isn't over the nameplate?
I really wish they would. I really wish they would do that.
First, there was the logo.
And when people go, what's the difference? Oh, we got a video for you. Mark Vandermeer will tell you what the difference is between our original jerseys and our new ones.
Oh, look at the throwbacks. No name, no logo over the nameplate. That was the weakest.
Yeah, and the Texans.
Oh, my God. We're changing the uniforms. What? Awesome.
We're going to put a logo.
Logo over the nameplate.
And the Texans have been around long enough to get an alternate jersey. The only one they've created was the Color Rush one, which actually looks pretty good.
Yeah.
But they don't have enough history to get you an alternate jersey. Because to be honest with you, they should have switched a long time ago. It's been 20-plus years of this nonsense. It's time for a branding imagery change. But
by the way, I don't know how much they're selling. I don't know. But do you ever see anybody wearing Texans gear?
It's a scarlet letter. Why would you want to put that on?
I know. It's like, who would want to? Every once in a while, I'll see something with a Texan, but it by far the Astros. I mean, it's not even close. And the rebrand was great, getting back to the H,
yeah.
Getting back to the star.
Yeah,
that was brilliant.
That could help. Did that coincide? When did they start winning?
Yeah,
did they switch? 15? When did they do the branding switch? Was it 15 earlier?
I think it was probably around there.
Yeah, so the team was making its way.
Oh, no, maybe it was earlier. Than that. Even when they were crappy.
Okay, but what we know of them is
nobody noticed, though, because nobody saw it.
But yeah, correct. What we know of them, those jerseys are associated with the most dominant run in Astros history.
Yeah.
And
whoa, Gilbert.
Yeah, he's gone in and out of making noises. Yeah.
See, all right, we got to take a break. News of the Weird coming your way next, right? I mean, there's some interest. How about Dell? You remember some green, gooey substance in a certain television show?
Yeah, a couple on Nickelodeon.
No, what about Game of Thrones?
Oh, Wildfire?
Huh? Well, I'm looking at it in a house right now.
That's a bad idea.
That's a bad thing.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 News. We're coming your way. I'm looking at there's this house, and apparently there was a trap door, and they found it, and they went down into this crawl space, Del, and green glowing water or some murky something It was under there. Do you think you want to live? Have you ever looked in your crawl space to see if you have green murky water that could kill you? It could blow up at any time?
No.
And then someone would have to jump out of a window?
No.
Because they would kill themselves?
No, I don't think that there is what you're describing under my house that would, you know, kill off generations of different families only for someone to maintain power. No, I don't think a plot from what once was a great show is happening under my home.
Hmm. So I'm gonna have a quiz for you. You're a single guy,
correct?
And these are questions that need to be answered, and I'll tell you how close you are to what the common responses were for each of them.
Okay.
How long should you wait before having sex with a partner?
I don't think you should put a time frame on it.
Well, you have to answer a time frame.
That's stupid. How long should you wait? Let's say, you mean by date or actual, like, days?
Whatever.
I would say, I don't know, third meeting, whether that be coffee, lunch, whatever, your third meeting.
I would have said that till the end of dinner.
I think that's a feel thing more than anything, as opposed to, oh, it's the second date, we can have sex now. That's
the most common answer is a month or so.
For who?
For who? For what?
For Mormons? What are we talking about?
How long should you wait before saying I love you?
Well, it's a trap to say it. So I would say, let's say 6 months.
It says 3 months.
Okay.
Which is the most common answer. How long should you wait before meeting your potential in-laws?
Never? Is that
3 months is the answer.
So
there. How long?
So
should
the
you
same
wait
time. Before? Hold on. So the same time you say you love someone, that's immediate. Let's go meet the in-laws now.
Yeah, you love somebody.
When
you
3 months.
Someone,
three months. That's too short.
How long should you wait before going on vacation with a partner?
That's more treacherous than the in-laws.
Yeah, it is. 6 months.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, that's correct.
How long should you wait before moving in with a partner?
If you're going on vacation with them, you have already had to move in, right? I'm going to go 5 months?
No, a year.
Well,
you can go on vacation before you move in.
It's a practice for that, I guess?
I don't know. How long should you wait before getting engaged?
Is not ever.
Ever?
A choice.
How long should you wait before buying a house with a partner?
That's a not ever for me.
How long should you wait before marrying someone?
Am I... why is it an option?
Two years.
Well, sure, if you're into that sort of thing. What about the house? 2 years, too, or one?
Buying a house, 2 years.
Okay.
How long should you wait before having a child?
Ever. A lot of these things are, why? Ever. I'm going to go 3.5 years.
Four.
Okay.
Here's another survey. 1 in 12 parents admit they regret having their kids.
Well, I've been telling you. I think that number's
it's odd
higher.
It gets low.
I think it's more than 1 in 12.
1 in 12. It was revealed in a new research that 8% of respondents said they wish they never had kids, while a further 6% admitted previously regretting it, not anymore.
Mm. All right.
Here's a good job for you, Dell. Slice app is hiring people to eat pizza in all 50 states.
How much does that pay?
Along with the other incentives, first, Slice is offering a year of free pizza, which arrives in 52 weekly credits of $25 on the Slice app, described as a $1,300 value. Second, winners receive $500 towards travel, which is actually $425 Visa gift cards. Do you want to eat pizza and make money?
I don't know if I'm making enough money. It doesn't seem like enough money.
It doesn't seem like enough?
No.
All right.
I mean, I know what not enough money feels like, and that feels like not enough money.
Yeah.
Pizza's great, but I'm not going to do it for a living.
Speak back to kids now.
That's
Nick
terrible.
Cannon is about to have his fourth baby in 6 months. Do you think he should maybe think about a condom?
How many women are involved?
There's a bunch.
Fourth baby in 6 months.
Yeah.
Who does he think he is? Abraham?
I don't know.
Did God give him a message too?
No, Abraham didn't. His wife was 90. Nick Cannon is getting some hotties. It looks
wasn't
like.
Abraham the one where God said you'll have your children's children will populate the world or
became
whatever.
Became a father to twins with DJ Abby De La Rosa.
Okay,
holding the hand. Welcome to the world. Ba 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 ba. Also, Cannon is yet to acknowledge Father's Day post. Ba 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 ba. He welcomed a child with former beauty queen Brittany Bell in December, who already shares a four-year-old with her. And now there's another one. There's another baby mama coming in.
So these women don't appear to have an issue with the man who's the father of their children fathering
other children
with two other women?
Mm,
I guess not. So be it.
Yeah. So... apparently, a woman who owns a pub.
And what you, all by the way, it's a total of 7 for him overall.
Overall?
Yes.
He's getting a big number. He's got a 7x4.
Yeah, he's getting into.
He's getting into lumber territory. 7x4.
Hey, you trying to build a house?
What you doing? He's got a big house. You need to build a big house.
He does need a big house.
Apparently, a pub owner in Ireland. I can't pull up the story because of blockers. Apparently, she has banned kids from her pub because they are feral-like.
What kind of parents do they have? Just got feral kids running around her bar?
She doesn't want no more kids in my bar.
Look, any excuse you need to keep kids out of your life, I appreciate. You want to call them feral, vampires, whatever, leeches, whatever you need to keep them away from you. I get it. I respect it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, at a pub, of course, we want to drink. We don't need this.
Yeah, the only reason you were in your dad's bar was to work, right?
That's it. The pigeon racing industry had a bad day, though.
I didn't know there even was one.
I didn't either. Apparently, 10,000 birds vanished during a solar storm. They all vanished at once.
You think they vanished or they got, eviscerated?
That's probably the thing. They may have lost their bearings following a solar storm, which has left them unable to find their way back to the coops.
Poor birds.
Yeah.
Also, 10,000 pigeons 10, are on the loose.
10,000.
I pray for the cars in the area.
Each pigeon has an identification ring with a code and number, but they can't find them. Oh, well, sorry. Sorry.
I'm sure those pigeons will live better lives than they were flying back to your coop.
Yeah. All right. Charlie Polillo is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. He will better explain what's going on with our Astros than we did here. That's what he does.
We talk a lot of Astros.
Well, I know we did. I know, but he'll better explain That's it anyway, true. Though. It's 57 past. Y'all have a great weekend, everybody, and we will talk to you again on Monday.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.